rain across the region with highs of 20 degrees and a moderate northeasterly wind. This evening going down to 14 degrees and cloudy. The outlook for Wednesday starting off mainly fine on Wednesday with some cloudy patches, brightening up by the afternoon in the Outmarrow team. However, showers are expected to continue in the Var. Thursday, the rain is expected to ease with sunny spells and highs of 21 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:37 and will set this evening at 21 minutes past 8. If you're in London, it's 18 degrees and sunny. Paris has 23 degrees and sunshine. Barcelona, 16 degrees with heavy rain. And Belfast, 16 degrees and sunny. Good morning, how are you? It's the Full English Breakfast on Riviera Radio. I'm with you from now until 10. The top news story, COVID-19 has killed now more than 20,000 people in France, according to the latest report made public by the General Health Director. And in sport, the UK government's deputy head scientific advisor has said that following speculation over a possible link between coronavirus cases in Liverpool and the club's Champions League match with Atletico Madrid last month, an investigation should be carried out. Coming up, we will, of course, be looking at today's entertainment news. I'll be telling you about The Message in a Bottle, written by two teenage schoolgirls from Kent in 1979, that finally gets a response almost 40 years later. Also, I've Fallen for Her, the 97-year-old couple who have fallen in love during lockdown. I'll be telling you the five best films to watch during lockdown. Happy birthday to Her Majesty the Queen. I'll be telling you how she's going to be celebrating today. And the giant planet that vanishes and now astronomers think it never existed at all. Also, the German man who is buying baguettes with a fishing rod at a French border. And are you eating a lot of bread during confinement? Well, I'll be telling you, have you been seduced back into the good old-fashioned toasty? If you have, I'll be telling you some of the best that are out there. Also, we'll be doing a Guess the Year and a Guess the Link. All of that and lots more. But first, music from Emily Sandé and Highs and Lows.
We don't have a plan. Just pack our bags and run as fast as we can. We hold the future in the palm of our hands. I know you hear me, but do you understand?
Terence Trent D'Arby, and If You Let Me Stay. Just gone 23 minutes past 7 o'clock, listening to the Full English Breakfast. And someone who's letting her stay is a pair of lovebirds have hit it off in the UK during lockdown after taking the plunge after moving in together. Both of them are aged 97. They hit it off and were meeting up three times a week when the pandemic hit. So they decided they would take things to the next level. Robert said, I have completely fallen for her. For us, there has been a good side to this dreadful virus getting to be together. So there you have it. Had to be Tie Yellow Ribbon. All about giving the story of a very happy ending. All local news, sports and weather is next.
I'm coming home, I've done my time.
Riviera Radio is proud to be the official radio partner of Nice Côte d'Azur Airport. Every morning and every evening, we'll give you airport updates for your travel plans. And at the airport itself, you have your favorite Riviera Radio music, from car park to business lounge and departure gates. You'll even see us in the official airport magazine. For a bon voyage on your next international trip and a warm bienvenue on your return home. Keep it right here with the official radio partner of Nice Côte d'Azur Airport, 106.5. Riviera Radio.
You're listening to the 106.5 Riviera Radio Full English Breakfast Show, brought to you by Air France, one of the largest networks in the world. Enjoy the new revolutionary business seat and take advantage of Air France's attentive service just for you.
Air France. France.
La France
is in the air. La France est dans l'air.
Need to service your life jackets and immersion suits? Think Chantier Kellar for service and supply of life jackets and immersion suits. Pick up and delivery on board. Fast and effective service. Classification approved. Kellar. 20 years as your life-saving supplier. Log on to Kellar, Q-U-E-L-A-R-T.com.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online. This is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good morning, it's 7:30. I'm Sarah Lysa reporting. COVID-19 has already killed more than 20,000 people in France, according to the latest report made public by the General Director of Health on Monday, April the 20th. France has recorded 12,505 deaths linked to the coronavirus since March the 1st in hospitals and 7,752 in nursing homes. 37,403 patients have been discharged from hospital after battling the virus. 30,462 patients remain in hospital across France, and 5,584 people are in intensive care. Noting that the admissions and discharges of intensive care patients has been negative for several days. In the Alpes-Maritimes and the Var, the number of deaths from coronavirus has increased from 313 to 329 on Monday evening. Meanwhile, in Monaco on Monday evening, no new cases of the virus were reported. In Cannes, the delivery of hashtag MMerci kits consisting of fabric, washable and reusable masks manufactured in Cannes started on Monday. All residents will receive the kit delivered by post between Monday and Wednesday, informed the City Council on Twitter. Once households have received a kit, those with several people confined will be able to allow one member of the household to collect from April the 23rd any additional masks necessary, 7 days a week from 9am to 7pm in one of the 10 distribution points. Draguignan Hospital has received a new supply of protective equipment. Nearly 100 additional gowns made by volunteers coordinated by the city were handed over to the CHD by the mayor, in addition to the 130 already distributed. An emergency fund has been set up in the Alpes-Maritimes region to support GPs purchase new equipment in order to exercise their profession during the coronavirus pandemic. The one-off aid is set at a maximum of €1,000 per practitioner and is payable on receipt of paid invoices. The materials must have been purchased during the confinement period from March the 17th to May the 11th. A second testing site for the coronavirus has been opened in Marseille. The site in the northern district of the city is the second to be set up, following the first, which was opened at the Timon Hospital. Opened on Monday, the site is located in one of the poorer districts and aims to make sure that there are no cluster cases of COVID-19, as a large part of the population in the northern neighbourhoods, where there is the highest number of social housing, is not confined due to the fact that the inhabitants work on the front line as of security, deliveries, waste collection or in supermarkets. In accordance with recommendations from Professor Raoult, who set up the first screenings at Marseille Hospital, the city of Marseille has followed his advice and opened this second site. In addition to confinement measures implemented by the French government, some mayors in the region are taking additional action. In Tourette-Salou, since Friday, the sale of takeaway coffee at the local bakery has been prohibited. Part of a balcony has fallen from a second-floor apartment in Nice, located on Rue Monseigneur Alfred Dumas. The occupant, alerted by her neighbour, noticed the lower part of her balcony was missing at 11am on Monday. Fortunately, there was no one below and the debris fell on a terrace below. Local police and firefighters intervened to remove the pieces of plaster. The incident is not an isolated case. In 2010, a 65-year-old man died after a balcony on the third floor of the Toscana Palace on Avenue Malusena collapsed, and in June 2019, a fragment of a balcony on the third floor of the Winter Palace on Boulevard de Simier collapsed. Fortunately, there were no injuries. The SNCF has asked its users to wait a while before using the online ticket service, as it is currently showing all TGVs are already fully booked for May the 11th, but also in the days that follow. It's because the SNCF has yet to finalise its transport plan. Meanwhile, Air France is taking measures. The company has been distributing masks since Sunday at the entrance of planes to customers who do not have one. tackle together this period of COVID-19 health crisis and guarantee the continuity of vital activities so that the poorest and most vulnerable are not first victims of this epidemic, the President of the Republic, Emmanuel Macron, has called on the French to invent new forms of solidarity. In order to allow all those who can and wish to get involved and give their time, the government has launched jeveuxaider.gov.fr. To find out more, you can go to the website, which is available on our website, rivieradio.mc. According to results released by the ANSES, the National Agency for Food, Environmental and Occupational Health Security, domestic animals have no role in the transmission of the coronavirus, nor does consumption of infected food. A few examples of contamination of animals have been reported in the past, such as two dogs in Hong Kong, a cat in Belgium and a tiger at a zoo in New York, which raised the question of their role in the transmission and the spread of the virus. Studies, however, have since been carried out by the ANSES, and the results to date show that domestic animals have no impact in the transmission of COVID-19. Two Chechen nationals have been injured after a shooting in the east of Nice at the weekend. The two admitted themselves to A&E at Cannes Hospital. An investigation has been opened into the reasons for the shooting, but witnesses interviewed on the spot were reportedly not very cooperative. The investigation continues. Finally, riots have continued in a northern suburb of Paris. Police and youths clashed for a third night in northern suburbs of Paris. Strict lockdown rules to curb the spread of the coronavirus have threatened to fragile social peace in several deprived areas. Riots first broke out in Villeneuve-la-Garenne to the north of Paris at the weekend after a motorcyclist was hurt when he collided with the open door of an unmarked police car. Calm was restored in the early hours of Sunday, but later reignited. Fireworks being aimed in the direction of officers and bins were set on fire. Police responded with tear gas.
Riviera Radio, sports news.
In football, the UK's government's deputy head scientific advisor has said that following speculation over a possible link between coronavirus cases in Liverpool and the club's Champions League match with Atletico Madrid last month, an investigation should be carried out. Some coronavirus deaths in Liverpool have been blamed on the March the 11th match at Anfield, which was attended by more than 52,000 people, including 3,000 from Madrid, where a partial lockdown was already in force. World number one Novak Djokovic has said that his opposition to vaccinations may get in the way of his return to competitive tennis, adding that he wouldn't want to be forced by someone to take a vaccine in order to be able to travel. So what will happen if it becomes compulsory? Well, I'll have to make a decision then, he concluded. Hypothetically, if the season was to resume in July, August or September, though unlikely, I understand that a vaccine will become a requirement straight after we are out of strict quarantine and there's no vaccine yet. And in cycling, former Tour de France champion Geraint Thomas has raised more than £350,000 for the NHS after completing a trio of 12-hour rides over 3 days. Thomas rode on a turbo bike in his garage at home in Cardiff for 36 hours over the course of 3 days.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Be safe on the seas with Oyster Yachts.
The coastal areas up to 20 miles offshore, the Outmaritime and the Var. There's a general situation of a depression of 1,007 millibars. Winds are southwesterly, force 1 to 2. The sea is calm to slight with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Saint Jean Cap Ferrat is 1,009 millibars. For North Corsica, the winds are southwesterly, force 2 to 3. The sea is slight to moderate with good visibility. And the barometric pressure for Cap Course is 1,011 millibars.
The Marine Weather Forecast brought to you by Oyster Yachts. Crafted by British boat builders since 1973, the best ocean-going sailing yachts in the world. The world is your oyster. Make Oyster your world. OysterYachts.com.
Riviera Radio.
Rain across the region today with highs of 20 degrees and a moderate northeasterly wind. This evening going down to 14 degrees and cloudy. The outlook for Wednesday starting off mainly fine with some cloudy patches. Brightening up by the afternoon in the Outmarra team. However, showers are expected to continue in the Var. Thursday, the rain is expected to ease off with sunny spells and highs of 21 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco at 6:37 this morning and will set this evening at 21 minutes past 8. Finally, are you eating more bread during lockdown? Well, I certainly are. Apparently, lockdown seems to mean eating rather a lot of bread. The confinement in France certainly saw the daily tradition of buying a fresh baguette threatened, as some still manage to do it. But in the UK, and maybe for some of you living here in France, it would appear that the toastie has made a comeback during lockdown. So have you been seduced back into the good old-fashioned toasties? If so, here are the top six, apparently. Cheese and spring onion, haggis, oh, don't know about that, chicken and stuffing, roasted pepper and anchovies, and the sweeter ones, Nutella and Snickers, and banana and honey. You're now up to date. Have you got a favourite toastie? studio@rivieradio.mc. Or have you discovered something during lockdown that you didn't eat before that you're now eating? Do tell me. Or have you got a problem? How are you feeling today? We're here to help. studio@rivieradio.mc. All the local news, sport and weather is available on our website, rivieradio.mc. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. Well, I wasn't going to, but I'm a bit tempted. And it's for Rob, because he likes this one. And it was about toast, after all.
Morning, all. I'd like to tell you about when I was a young boy. Must have been 3 or 4 months old at the time. I didn't really know what I wanted. And if I did, I wouldn't have been able to tell anybody, because all I could do was gurgle. So I sat there in my high chair, thinking one day, looking at me tray and thinking, what I'd give.
Street band and toast there, and yes, we did have a toaster at the radio once, but Peter Nugent managed to set fire to the kitchen with it, so that was it. Banned. No more toast, no more toast, no more toaster. Oh, the BBC, the business news is next.
Riviera Radio Business News, brought to you by Barclays.
As the White House argues that the worst of the pandemic is over and the country can begin reopening, US President Donald Trump has said he will sign an executive order to temporarily suspend all immigration to the US to fight the coronavirus. On Twitter, he cited the attack from what he calls the invisible enemy, as he calls coronavirus, as well as the need to protect the jobs of our great American citizens. The US has already agreed with both Canada and Mexico to extend border restrictions on non-essential travel until at least mid-May. Meanwhile, the price of US oil has turned negative for the first time in history. What does this mean? It means that oil producers are paying buyers to take the commodity off their hands over fears that storage capacity could run out in May. Following lockdowns across the world due to the coronavirus pandemic, the demand for oil has all but dried up, resulting in oil firms having to rent tankers in order to store the surplus supply, forcing the price of US oil into negative territory. Facebook has banned event listings that violate US government social distancing policies. On Monday, the social media giant removed the listing for anti-quarantine protests in California and New Jersey. The discussion sparked outrage from some, including the son of President Donald Trump, who claimed the company's move violated free speech. Protests have been planned for across the US, calling for the lifting of stay-at-home orders. And in an attempt to persuade the UK government to save his airline company, Virgin Atlantic, from going bust, Sir Richard Branson has said in a public blog post that he will put his own private Caribbean island up as collateral. With an estimated £4.7 billion fortune, Branson, who lives on Necker Island in the tax-free British Virgin Islands, has made the pledge in an attempt to convince the government to give a £500 million bailout to help the company through the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Branson's, the UK's seventh richest person, has faced a mounting criticism for pleading for taxpayers' cash rather than using his own fortune to rescue the airline. Branson founded Virgin Atlantic in 1984 and retains a 51% stake alongside the US airline Delta with 49%. Meanwhile, it was reported this morning that Virgin Australia, of which the Virgin Group is a part owner, has confirmed that it has entered voluntary administration, making it Australia's first big corporate cash. casualty of the coronavirus pandemic.
Barclays is proud to sponsor all the business news on 106.5 Riviera Radio. We're working collaboratively and creatively, tailoring our advice to the specific background, needs and financial ambitions of our clients. For more information, call the Monaco Private Banking team on 93153535 or visit barclays.mc/private bank.
Mornings, three in a row. Hope they got you up and moving about to this morning's workout. Going back to what can't be translated into French, thank you for your emails. Good morning to Nicola. Canne à pêche is a fishing rod. Thank you for your email, Nicola. And I also broke down in Les Isombes many years ago. Must be the place to break down. Les Isombes, we can all go and see Thérèse. Why not? Also, good morning to... who's this from? This is from Shirley, who says, I thought you were joking about fishing rods. It's a canne à pêche. And also, again, Nicola says, sans péter les plombs. Without freaking out, we have a similar expression to blow a fuse, although it probably doesn't mean exactly the same thing. Yes, but you see, if you do it literally, then surely it would be to break the lead, because plomb is lead, or pété, I don't know whether it must be written the same as to fart. Fart the lead? It just doesn't work. It's like the passé du coq à l'âne. Sorry, did you just move from the rooster to the donkey? Is how it would translate word for word, but of course it is a simple and colourful way of saying to change the subject. We've also looked at avoir la pêche, is a sweet expression meaning to have the peach, which basically means when you're just full of energy. And avoir un coup de foudre, when you fall in love, to have a struck of lightning, doesn't quite sound the same. Love at first sight. Se faire larguer is to get dumped. Se prendre un râteau is literally to hit a rake, which of course means to be rejected by something or someone. Poser un lapin à quelqu'un is to put a rabbit to someone. S'envoyer en l'air, to throw oneself in the air. I think we'll leave it at that. And avoir le cafard, which a few of you might be having, I certainly have from time to time, is to have the cockroach, which is when you're feeling a bit depressed or a bit down. What else is there from Shirley, who says, talking of untranslatable literal translations, my daughter caused raised eyebrows when telling her English grandmother about nearly falling in the apples after feeling dizzy. Of course, could you say je vais tomber dans les pommes? Very good, Sheila. And that's the blow a fuse one. We've had that one. Also, filet à l'anglaise from Julia. Yes, péter le plomb, Julia says, is to blow a fuse. And how about filet à l'anglaise? To take French leave would mean literally. Do keep them coming. Studio at rivieradio.mc. But now, more music from Luther Vandross. And the best things in life are free. All the local news, sports and weather is coming up next.
On FM and DAB Plus across the Côte d'Azur, on your phone and worldwide online, this is Riviera Radio with the latest local news for the south of France.
Good afternoon, it's 12:31. I'm Sarah Lysett reporting. France's Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer has revealed this morning the stages of a gradual reopening of schools as part of the end of the confinement. Questioned by the National Assembly, Jean-Michel Blanquer unveiled his calendar for a progressive return, saying that France will not be resuming classes as normal. The first week, that of May the 11th, will see a return for pupils of the last year of nursery school, the Grande Section, and the first year of primary school, the CP, and the last year of primary school, the CM2. The week of May the 18th will see six-year and third-year students in secondary education return, as well as students of première and terminal. And finally, the week of May the 25th will see all classes resume as normal. Meanwhile, figures from the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region show that approximately 3.4% of the population in the region will have been infected with the coronavirus by May the 11th. According to the Pasteur Institute, on a national level, less than 6% of French people have been infected with the coronavirus, a level which for the Institute is insufficient in order to avoid a second epidemic wave if all measures were completely lifted after May the 11th. The Institute adds that for collective immunity to be sufficient and to avoid a second second wave, 70% of people with immunity is required. Therefore, in order to avoid at the end of confinement a second major wave of the virus, measures must be maintained. The Regional Health Agency for the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region has said that the number of people who tested positive for the COVID-19 coronavirus in the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region since the start of the epidemic continues to climb. 198 new cases of COVID-19 were detected in 24 hours, bringing the total to 13,146 and the number of positive people in the Provence-Alpes-Côte d'Azur region since February the 28th. On a national level, more than 20,000 deaths were declared in France on Monday evening, with 114,657 cases of COVID-19 confirmed in France. For any questions about the COVID-19 coronavirus, a free phone number is available in France. That's 0800 130 000, 0800 130 000. 10 health professionals in the Var and the Bouches-du-Rhône region have filed a complaint against the French health authorities, a first in France. Midwives, nurses, physiotherapists and police officers are among those accusing the authorities of not guaranteeing their safety in order to carry out their duties. Faced with the COVID-19 epidemic, four midwives, two physiotherapists, two nurses and two police officers believe they risked their own lives, that of the family and their patients as well as their colleagues. The complaint concerns the General Directorate of Health and National Public Health Agency, as well as a pharmaceutical establishment for the protection of populations in the face of serious sanitary measures. Former French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who is currently spending the lockdown with his family at his villa at Cap Nègre in the Var, has in an interview with the Parisian newspaper said that while he is no longer president, he is nonetheless connected and in contact with President Macron. Speaking about the coronavirus and an agreement with Emmanuel Macron, Nicolas Sarkozy says he takes Professor Raoult's hydroxychloroquine tests extremely seriously. The former president is said to have confessed that he considers the professor a great man with a respectable career and that we must listen to what he says. Sarkozy met with the professor on April the 9th. According to a survey carried out by the Nice Côte d'Azur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the CCI, to which 2,487 companies replied, 93% say they are impacted by the measures taken to fight the COVID-19 coronavirus epidemic. A third of companies surveyed by the CCI Nice Côte d'Azur indicate that confinement measures have completely stopped their activity. This is particularly the case for restaurants, bars and hairdressing salons. More than 10,000 businesses on the French Riviera have already made a partial activity request to the Regional Directorate for Business, Competition, Consumption and Employment in order to obtain part of the costs. Finally, French police have controlled what has been described as an unidentified rolling object in southwestern France. The driver of the half-mountain bike, half-sidecar received a fine of €135 for failing to provide an attestation and a valid licence as he was out during the lockdown period.
Riviera Radio Sports News.
In Formula One, Lewis Hamilton says he is not trying to move away from his Mercedes team in this year's driver market. The world champion is one of a number of top drivers whose contracts expire at the end of 2020 season, thrown into disarray by the coronavirus. Hamilton said on Instagram, "There is no dream of another team. I am with my dream team." And in football, the UK's government's deputy head scientific advisor has said that following speculation over a possible link between coronavirus cases in Liverpool and the club's Champions League match with Atletico Madrid last month, an investigation should be carried out. Some coronavirus deaths in Liverpool have been blamed on the March the 11th match at Anfield, which was attended by more than 52,000 people, including 3,000 fans from Madrid, where a partial lockdown was already in force.
Jobline, 106.5 Riviera Radio's Employment Rendezvous. One of the best ways to find all kinds of great people is to place an ad on the 106.5 Riviera Radio Jobline. Jobline is broadcast many times a day, and you can also find all job opportunities on our website, rivieraradio.mc. To get your job offer in Jobline, call Dominique on 00377-9797-9475. Jobline on 106.5 Riviera Radio, your employment rendezvous.
Riviera Radio Weather.
Rain is forecast across the region, well, at least scattered showers. It's not raining here in Monaco at the moment. Highs of 20 degrees and a moderate northeasterly wind. This evening going down to 14 degrees and cloudy. The outlook for Wednesday starting off mainly fine with some cloudy patches, brightening up by the afternoon in the Outmaritime. Showers expected to continue in the Var. Thursday, the rain is expected to ease off with sunny spells and highs of 21 degrees. The sun rose here in Monaco this morning at 6:37 and will set this evening at 21 minutes past 8. I forgot to mention the Queen's birthday this morning during the Full English Breakfast. I shall be beheaded, no doubt. The Queen is set to mark her 94th birthday today with a Zoom call with the rest of the royal family. Her Majesty, who is currently in isolation at Windsor Castle with Prince Philip, cannot be visited by loved ones to celebrate the big day amid the coronavirus lockdown. Aides have been planning a set-up video calls to mark the celebration instead, allowing the Queen's children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren to wish her a happy birthday. The Queen has already asked that there be no gun salutes to mark her birthday for the first time during her 68-year reign amid the pandemic. All the local news, sport and weather is available on our website rivieradio.mc, especially the details about the dates for returning to school from the 11th of May. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, 106.5 Riviera Radio. And very quickly, just a hello to Stephanie, who has been sending in. This morning I was talking about literal translations from French into English. Thank you for everybody that participated. We can continue it tomorrow. There seem to be so many. And she says, I'll finish with this one. Bon appétit. Heureux comme un coq en patte. Apparently, this means like a rooster on his legs. It means to be alive and feel good, very good, to feel really happy. That's heureux comme un coq en patte. In the past, people would have made more money selling a rooster if it was alive and standing on his legs. That's where the saying comes from. Thank you very much, Stephanie, for that. Studio at rivieradio.mc if you have any more for tomorrow morning. I will be back tomorrow morning from 7 till 10 for the Full English Breakfast. Do join me. And Mark Abson will be here this afternoon with Riviera Radio's Drive Time. The BBC News live from London is up next at 1. Stay home, stay safe and stay happy and be kind. And on the subject of the Queen, I'll leave you with Queen and Somebody to Love.